61. It's their 50th anniversary. It's their 50th anniversary. And he was preparing something special for his wife. He called all their children to attend the small party he's organizing. He hoped their grandchildren would be there, too, despite it being a weekday. He told his wife to prepare for the day and wear her favorite dress. She smiled at him. She remembered that this was why she loved him. Without knowing it, she shed a tear. When evening came, he had set the table. The catering service had prepared the food. The cake was done, too. Their children and grandchildren were present. The clock ticked, but his wife was still not in the dining room. He went to the room and she was not there. He tried calling her phone. It's ringing, but no one's answering. It'd be a year since then before he would see his wife again. 62. It's their 50th anniversary on the street. An old woman wearing shabby clothes will be seen walking listlessly. A child calls to her, "Grandma, you'll get lost again. Let's go home." He's about to lead her home when a small car stops beside them. They stop walking. A man gets out from the car. He is crying and keeps on saying, "Mother? Mother?" The child thinks that this must be Grandma's son. His mother found her sleeping on the streets 1 year ago. The man thanks him and takes Grandma with him. They go back to her real home, where her husband waits for her. When they meet, her husband hugs her. He looks weak. He has been wondering where his wife is for a year. That same day, they go to the doctor and find that his wife has Alzheimer's disease. 63. In other instances, Genevieve lives in an old house. The floors creak when they walk around, and the walls smell funny. Genevieve does not mind all that. What really bothers her is the locked door towards the attic. She never gets into that room. This sparks her curiosity. She thinks that locked door is encasing all its mystery. On most nights, she can hear noises from the locked room. This leads her to think of ghosts behind it. In other instances, Genevieve contemplates the existence of a thief that is comfortably staying in their attic. As time passes by, Genevieve's imagination continues to go wild. Tired and exasperated with all her musings, her parents finally decide to open the door. Genevieve sees broken furniture and a crumbling ceiling. The room behind the locked door is a mystery no more. 64. Pretty simple. Lily loves word search puzzles and is great at them. In fact, it's the only thing she excels in. That's what people think. Her grades at school were just enough to make her pass. Her mother would always scold her for not being good at household chores, too. Now, she has worked for a publishing company for 6 years and still hasn't got the promotion she was promised. But that's okay for her. She's contented with her simple life. Nobody can understand why she has no ambition to excel in life and at work. Her friend once asked her why she lived the way she did. Lily simply answered, "Unlike word search puzzles, I think life is pretty simple. As long as I have a bed to sleep on and food to eat, I'll be happy." And she is, indeed, happy. 65. She explored the house. Her friend's home was big. Fem knew Jill was rich, but she didn't expect her to be this rich. While Jill fetched some cookies and juice, she explored the house. She could tell that her family loved art. They had several paintings and sculptures displayed in the living room. Among all the art pieces displayed, one painting drew her the most. It was a seaside painting. Looking at it, she was reminded of her father. Her father was once a good painter, too, and his favorite subject was the sea. When Jill came back with the snacks, she asked her about it. Jill said it was a gift from her father's friend back in college. They looked at the name of the painter written at the back of the piece. There, they found the name of Fam's father written in scribbles. 66. ICU. The nurses are rushing a small child to the ICU. He's suffering from respiratory failure. The mother is running with them. She is crying hard and keeps on praying, "Dear God, save my child. Dear God, save my child." You can tell that the child's from a poor family. He is wearing clothes too big for him. His mother's dress, which once was yellow, is now close to white. She can't afford the hospital's fee. Even her cheap hospital insurance won't pay half the fee. However, she has no choice. If she wants her child is to survive, she needs to do this. Maybe, she'll call the child's father. Maybe, she'll ask for donations from everyone she knows. For now, she just worries about her child's life. Nothing else matters. 67. Biggest girl in her class. Margaret is the biggest girl in her class. Taking advantage of her size, she pushes other classmates around and makes them do what she wants. She gets the lunches of other little kids. She even calls them bad names. One afternoon, Margaret feels like messing with the kids on the playground. When other children see her coming, they scatter away. Everyone makes their way out except for a boy named Toby. He is not scared of Margaret. In fact, he is tired of Margaret being mean to them. Margaret approaches and raises her hand to strike him. Out of defense, Toby accidentally pushes her. When Margaret falls on the ground, a ripping sound is heard. She has ripped her pants, and her underwear has ducklings printed on it. From that day on, everyone calls her the ugly duckling. 68. Halloween. It was October. Halloween decorations were already up. Stores were filled with chocolates and sweet treats. Kids were already planning for their costumes. Aside from this, haunting stories were buzzing around town. These stories definitely sent chills to the listener's spine. Others who listened to them couldn't even sleep at night. These haunting stories, however, did not affect Howard. He was the chief of police in that town. He had the toughest job, and nothing scared him. On Halloween, Howard enjoyed a series of horror movies. As he was watching, he caught a glimpse of a floating white object outside his window. It moved but didn't go away. Howard was already scared then, but gathered the courage to go out and check it. He found that it was just a piece of cloth hung by tricksters. 69. Halloween. It was a cold morning. Bruce did not like getting up. He hated going to work on rainy days. Nonetheless, he needed to go since he had a meeting that day. He got up and prepared himself. As he was doing that, he saw a poor, homeless man from his window. He felt pity at first, but he then appeared indifferent. He quickly went to work, ignoring the old man. That night, when Bruce was walking on the sidewalk towards his house, a group of young men approached him. They were asking for his money. Completely unarmed, Bruce tried to run. The group of men, however, was too strong and fast. Then, a man appeared and drove those men away. Bruce was saved by the old homeless man he saw outside his window and ignored. He never felt more thankful and ashamed at the same time. 70. Newly made chef. Nika is a newly made chef, and she has a dream of building her own restaurant. But first, she has to create her signature dish. She wants her dishes to be unique yet undeniably delicious. So, Nika decides to set off on an adventure in finding the flavor she needs. She goes all around America and thinks its dishes are too meaty. In Europe, she deems their meals are too cheesy. Nika even tries going to Antarctica, but people there seem to eat only fish. Nika is still not satisfied with her search for flavor. She goes to Asia as her final destination. She discovers that their flavors are rich, and it is the combination of the flavors she tasted from other parts of the world. It is odd, but she loves it. In fact, it is the flavor she has been looking for. She stops searching